coming to you live from the Steve Benson Pest Control Press Box at the Wells Complex. It's Pisgah Baseball on the radio. Today, the announcers are Jack Webb, Kevin Lowry, and Jack Cuett at the studio. And all the action is sponsored by Ken Wilson Ford, Champion Credit Union, A1 Storage, Vistas Uniform, Canton Insurance, Forga Contracting, Custom Paving, Mike's Heating and Air, and welcome to today's game. Kevin?
That's an exciting way to kick off conference play here for our Bears, Jack. We're sitting here at 4-1 on the season. Started it out the year out great. Just that one tight loss over at Madison, 4-3, but really playing well and taking on a 4-2 Smoky Mountain team that's put up a lot of runs as well and played well early in their season. So I'm looking forward to a great start of conference play here in the baseball season.
It's a beautiful night. Little cool, not much wind. The flag in right field is blowing out, so we might see some homers or long ball hitters hit the fence. Talk about our pitchers. Zach Wester and Landon Wright, the first two games against Inca.
Yeah, pretty impressive, Jack. I don't have the official stats, but I know they both threw complete games, scoreless games, and I think Zach had...
Landon Wright had a no-hitter.
Landon Wright had a no-hitter.
Yeah, on the first Inca game.
Okay.
And then Zach Wester allowed two hits, but he struck out 21 batters. So
he completed every out during the game himself at the plate, but gave up two hits.
Wow. And I think those two hits were bunt singles.
Wow. Pretty impressive. They both are throwing, you know, high 80s, low 90s, can spot it up really well. We are really good at the top of that pitching staff. Then we've got several kids back behind them that can really bring it as well, that can come in relief for us this year. So this team is set up from a pitching standpoint to have a very good year.
And this is a big rivalry with Smoky Mountain. Over the years, we've played at the Tourist Stadium against Smoky, Western Carolina Stadium. So it's a big matchup for the Mustangs and the Bears when they meet.
It always is. It feels like in every sport, there's just these kids grow up playing against each other pretty, close to here to Canton over there in Jackson County. Big rivalry, even though, we consider Tuscola to be the big rival. Smoky Mountain brings every bit of that as well from the standpoint of all the games we play, seems like. A really good intensity.
Well, let's talk about the girls' basketball season real quickly. Kevin, your thoughts?
I don't know if I can talk about girls' basketball right now. My feelings, it's sad for me, Jack, to see it end. Been with that group of seniors since they were little, first, second grade. So sad for me to see their careers end, but so impressed with what that group and the group, the entire team, Coach Holloway, 29-2 on the season. Just a absolute great year for them. Fell one game short of where they wanted to go, but just a really good effort by every one of those young ladies this year. Just impressed with everything that they brought to the table this year.
Well, in the wrestling team, we can talk about them too. They lost in the dual championships, but when they went to do the individual wrestling, they had eight wrestlers in the finals,
And they won the team points and the team points championship for the 4A division.
We had two or three, I can't remember, it was two or three individual champions.
It was Landon Pope and Cale Burnett that got golds.
Yeah, and the other six were finalists in the finals there.
Yeah.
So, you know, great individual match they had, their state run that they had, and a good run in the duels. They just lost in that state final to a really good Uari Charter team, but came back and kind of dominated them in the individuals.
Well, there was only one Uari Charter in the finals.
Yep.
One wrestler. And we had eight. Eight of the 16.
It seems like they may have peaked the week before at the team finals, and then we got the best of them the next week at the individual finals.
I think that's the first team wrestling event for the Bears since 2001.
So, yeah, it's just a great winner. Our boys basketball team had a great season as well. Unfortunately, they went out in the second round this year, but really, had a remarkable turnaround this past year, and that followed that up from the year the volleyball and football teams had. So we've had a great year here at Pisgah High for sports this year.
And we're hoping to do the same thing here in the spring as the warmer weather comes in. Well, it's time for the keys to the game, brought to you by Forga Contracting. Kevin, what's your keys to the game?
So my key to the game tonight is going to be, I'm going to start with that pitching we talked about earlier. This Smoky Mountain team, from what I've seen, they're 4-2 with a tight loss to AC Reynolds and one other loss. But, man, they have put up some runs this year. So I think the key is going to be for us is to limit those runs with this deep pitching staff and then be able to manufacture some runs, because we got some kids that can hit it as well. So
I agree. Our pitching, I think that's going to be our dominant thing, our pitching. I know we have some good hitters, but we have a lot of good really pitchers.
Yeah, and the good news tonight is, I shouldn't say good news, but with the first game this week being postponed and not being able to be made up by Smoky because they had a game Wednesday night, and I don't believe they wanted to go three nights in a row with their pitching staff. But, we have everybody available tonight from a pitching staff standpoint to try to get this first big conference win.
Do you want to read the lineups out now?
Let's go for Smoky Mountain first tonight. Let's see here. For Smoky Mountain tonight, we have leading off number two, Andy Moore. He's going to be playing second base. Then we've got Lane Clemens. We remember him from basketball.
Basketball, yeah.
He's number 11, and I believe he's going to be their shortstop tonight. Then we've got Weston Deals, number 13, playing out in left field. Then we got a DH, Will Clonch, number 12. Playing right field, we got Dawson Gunter, number 9. And we got number 10, Waylon Uheld. He is going to be our pitcher tonight. Number 24, Eli Gribble. He is going to be our third baseman for Smoky Mountain tonight. We got number 18, Hunter Cole. He is going to be the catcher tonight for Smoky Mountain. And number 1, Luke Rogers. He is actually going to be our second baseman. Sorry about I missed that earlier. Andy Moore is going to be our first baseman earlier. And then we've got Aiden Foxworth. So they're going to be batting 10 individuals tonight. And Aiden Foxworth, number 22, is going to play center field for the Smoky Mountain team. So for your Pisgah Bears tonight, We're going to be led off by number four, Maddox Wright. What a basketball season he had this past year. Maddox looks like he is going to be...
probably playing shortstop.
Looks like he's going to be playing shortstop. Braden Surratt is going to be playing second base. Number 10, he's going to be batting second as well. Then we've got number 14, Isaiah Mintz, playing center field tonight. We've got number 13, Landon Wright. Looks like Landon's going to be playing third base for us tonight. And we've got Boone Carver. Boone is a senior captain for us here. Does a great job behind the plate. He's going to be batting fifth tonight. And we've got Zane Wilson. He'll be in left field tonight, batting sixth. On the mound tonight for us, batting seventh, Mr. Zach Wester, number five, does an excellent job for us. Then we've got Owen Rigsby. Looks like Owen's going to be playing first for us tonight, batting eighth. And then we've got Jackson Lehman playing out in right field for us tonight, batting ninth.
Jack? That's a good lineup.
Yeah, it's a good lineup for us, and, you know, like I said, we've got all arms available here tonight with this being the lone game for us. So I look for, you know, Zach could potentially go deep, but if he does get into a little bit of trouble, he's got some arms to come, you know, between Landon Wright and Maddox Wright, the Wright brothers. Folks, and they're not brothers. But,
you would think, but not. So we're going to show it, throw it back to the studio for a commercial break. You're listening to WPTL Radio and WPTLRadio.net, your home for Pisgah baseball.
Mike's Heating and Cooling has been serving Western North Carolina for 30 years. Mike's can take care of all your heating, cooling, and air quality needs. Call Mike's today to schedule a spring tune-up. Mention this ad and receive $10 off your service call. Visit us online at mikesheatingandcooling.com or give us a call at 828-665-4343. That's 828-665-4343. Mike's Heating and Cooling.
Ken Wilson Ford is our choice. For my husband's truck, my Focus, our teen's used Honda, that's her choice. I appreciate Ken Wilson's professional staff, the big new and used selection, high quality service that keeps us rolling. I grew up in a Ken Wilson Ford family, so I know why they earned the Ford Motor Company's top honor, the President's Award. Visit Ken Wilson Ford and see the difference when things are done right.
Confessions of a Potentially Perfect Parent, brought to you by AdoptUsKids.org.
I might look like an adult, like a person who could possibly be a parent, but I have no idea how to talk like one. And everyone knows that if you want to be a parent, you have to sound good when you say things like, "Don't make me turn this car around," or "Because I said so," or "Don't make me come back there." I don't even really know what those things mean, but I know that I actually believed my parents when they said them to me. How did they manage to sound so convincing? Here we go. "Don't make me come back there." Ugh, no, that's not tough enough at all. Kids can sense weakness. "Don't make me come back there." Ooh, yeah, that's better. In fact, that kind of sounded like my dad. Weird.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to listen to you practice your dad voice. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Pisgah Spring Sports here on WPTL.
Welcome back to the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box at the Charles Wells Park, where the Pisgah Bears are playing the Smoky Mountain Mustangs in a conference matchup, and we're they're just announcing the Bears as they come onto the field.
Yeah, Jack, I see a really good crowd out here tonight for this opening conference game. We've got people all up and down the right field line back here on the home dugout side in chairs, and then stands are full. And then the Smoky Mountain side is pretty full.
No. And all the trucks up on the burn.
It's always good to see all the students up on the burn.
Yep.
We've got some students here in the in the stands here as well. See, a couple of the softball players have made it over. They were up earlier tonight, 12-0 after the third inning against Smoky Mountain. That should run them to 5-1 on the season, Jack.
And their only loss was a competitive game against North Buncombe.
Yeah, they went 8 innings against North Buncombe. They got up 1-0 after the third inning, held that lead. North Buncombe was able to scratch out a run in the bottom of the sixth, went extra innings, and they had a walk-off home run to win it 3-2.
So we're going to have the national anthem. Go Bears! I'm excited. This baseball team is really good, and since they've split to 8 divisions, I think we have a chance to go far in the playoffs.
Yeah, and I've been able to see several of the teams in the conference. I think we match up really well against them. Again, I think we're solid in the field. We're going to be able to put some runs on the board and have a solid, deep pitching staff. So it could be a great year for us here with this baseball program, Jack.
Well, Zach Wester toes the mound for the warm-up pitches. Boone Carver, the catcher. Boone is a senior, I believe.
Boone is a senior. He is going to go to Guilford Tech and continue his baseball career next year. So awesome to see that. He's a very, very talented catcher. If I'm not mistaken, he's the first catcher in a while here at Pisgah that Coach Shepherd has trusted to call the pitches for his staff. So the last 2 years, he's kind of controlled the calls. I'm sure Coach Shepherd gives him a little insight of what he wants, but does a very good job behind the plate for leading this team.
So the first Mustang batter is Andy Moore. He's going to be the first baseman, left-handed hitter. Steps into the box.
That left-handed batter reminds me of a former
Zach's pitch, low and inside.
Pisgah player here, Walker Fox, having an outstanding year over at Western Carolina this year.
I've been watching them on Hulu. You can watch them, their games on Hulu. Second pitch for Western, ball high, 2-0 count. Next pitch, a curveball right down the middle.
That was a nice curveball.
Zach works quickly. And, good catch by, is that Landon Wright at third base?
Landon Wright at third. Awesome job. Nice line drive by the kid, Andy Moore, but even better defensive play here for Pisgah.
Now up to bat is number 11, Lane Plemons. He's the shortstop for the Mustangs. Zach's pitch, inside, low. Clemens is a right-handed batter. Next pitch with Zach is grounded to the first baseman. That is Owen Rigsby. Two outs for the Bears.
Number 13, Weston Hills.
Now the third batter for the Mustangs is Weston Dills. He's the left fielder. Zach's pitch inside, fastball, called a strike. Dills is a right-handed batter. Another strike, a little high.
He calls it a little high, but that was a good pitch.
Curveball. Yep.
I believe that's only two pitches.
It's only two strikes.
The second pitch that was a ball was so good, the entire infield and outfield of the Pisgah team automatically thought it was a strike.
Yeah.
So they thought that was a called three strike, but it will be a 1-2 count here.
It was close enough.
Yeah, it was close enough. It's, you know, we thought it looked good. So did the rest of the team.
Pitch on the way. Fouled down the right field line. Count remains 1-2 against the Mustangs. Zach with a curveball, strike. Two strikeouts for Zach Wester.
A little 1-2-3 inning there for Zach. And folks, we're proud to announce those sponsors that allow us to bring you this Pisgah baseball and softball. The first one tonight is First Citizens Bank, a full-service bank for all your banking needs. Open your personal and small business account with convenient locations in Canton, Waynesville, and Hazelwood. First Citizens Bank, helping families and small businesses for over 120 years. That's pretty impressive.
It's actually 125 or 27 now.
Wow.
And it's still family majority owned.
That is awesome.
Yeah. Well, that was a great first inning for the Bears.
Yeah, it's a great way to start for the Bears. That first at bat line drive hit hard, but great defensive play. And then Zach settled down and got the slow roller over to first and then the K to end the inning.
So up to bat for the Bears is going to be Maddox Wright, the shortstop. He's going to be followed by Braden Surratt, the second baseman, and then Isaiah Mintz, the center fielder.
Yeah, and more important, only 11 pitches in that inning for Zach. So keep that arm fresh.
Yeah, they do have a pitch count in high school, so the coaches watch that very closely. So Maddox is a right-handed basketball player, but he bats left on the baseball team.
Yeah, he's got one of the sweeter swings that you'll see in high school baseball from that left side. I've had the opportunity to watch Maddox play since he was a little guy. So seen a lot of good baseball out of him over the years.
Pitch from Uvalde. It's high.
Now, the one thing I have noticed with Smoky Mountain, they have scored a lot of runs, but they've given up a lot of runs as well.
pitch on the way. Maddox with a swing and a single into the right field between the first and second baseman.
Yeah, he just pulled that right in the gap, got down to first. A good start here for our Bears, Jack.
So Braden Surratt up to bat. Maddox is a threat to steal. Pitch on the way, curveball outside. 1-0 count.
I liked how aggressive Maddox was, too. Yeah, first ball was to the backstop. First pitch he saw to swing at, he just took a good rip at it.
Pitch to Surratt. Popped up. Out of play. Couple of bounces on the tarmac here in front of the press box.
Yeah, that'll work for Zach a little bit later when he gets in. Get a little more action on that curveball he had.
Let's go, Biggie.
Pitch is low. Good stop. Maddox is going to steal, though. That would be a wild pitch, I think. Maddox right goes to second.
At least here early, having a little control issues for Smoky Mountain.
Pitcher looks back to Maddox. Pitch on to Braden. Tries to bunt and fouls it back.
Yeah, good thought there. You know, by the, now that we've had two or three pass balls, we've got Maddox over at second. Small ball, move him to third. A fastball gets that first run. So good thought there, but gets the count to 2-2 here on Braden.
Love to get Maddox to third.
Yeah, anything we can play on this backside would be really good for us.
Pitch fouled it back.
Way to hang on that. That's a good curveball by the Smoky Mountain pitcher. All speed.
Let's go, B. Look out here, kid.
Count remains 2-2 against the Mustangs. Pitch on the way, low and outside. 3-2.
Yeah, really good bat here by Braden. At bat here by Braden early in this game, running this count to all full. Now let's see if he can win it here.
Pitch on the way, and ball, he walks. Runners on first and second. No outs for the Bears.
Now coming to play for the Bears, number 14, Isaiah Mintz.
Now Isaiah Mintz comes up to bat. He's the third batter, and he plays center field.
Yeah, another young man that had a really good basketball season this year.
He did, yes.
Is good basketball.
Pops it foul. I didn't hit a hood. Hear a hood. My car's pretty close. So 0-1 to Isaiah.
They would have to have hit a home run behind the backstop to get to mine, Jack. Pretty crowded out here tonight.
Next pitch, he's going to bunt. That's a great bunt. That is a great bunt, and he throws it away. The pitcher slipped and threw it.
Go Pete!
Yes!
Oh, baby! Let's go!
Wow.
Look at him run!
So as a bunt, the pitcher got the ball, but he slipped and threw it into right field. And two runners crossed the plate, and Isaiah Mintz is at third base.
Yeah, good base running all the way around. With that throw that went into right field, we knew Maddox was going to come home. Braden got over to third, and then Braden kind of snuck in here, got in, and then the throw got behind the catcher and got Isaiah all the way to third.
I like it.
Yeah, good start here for the Bears
and
with
got
no outs.
Conference on the mound in the first inning for the Mustangs. One of our sponsors this year is Custom Paving. Any base hit or home run is sponsored by Custom Paving.
Yeah, and I talked about, you know, the short inning for Zach with 11 pitches in the top of the first. Right now, this young man for Smoky Mountain is sitting at 12 pitches, already giving up two runs with a runner on third and no outs.
Now, Landon Wright up to bat. He's the third baseman. Runner on third, no outs for the Bears. Pitch outside, curveball, 1-0 count. And on deck circle is Boone Carver. Next pitch, swung on and missed. 1-1 count to Landon.
Hadn't seen that out of that young man in Smoky Mountain much tonight, but that was a nice fastball right down the middle. I think it may have surprised Landon a little bit.
Next pitch is a curveball low, and umpire said he swung. So 1-2 count to Landon.
Yeah, good pitch in there. Came with that fastball and then come right back with the curveball right behind it.
Next pitch on the way, inside, high. 2-2 count. No outs for the Bears and two runs scored in the first inning. Next ball, curveball outside.
So good at bat here. You know, second batter for Pisgah here to run it all full.
Here we come with the windup. And fastball, Landon strikes out for the first out of the inning. Now, catcher Boone Carver up to bat. He's a senior for the Bears. Fastball high. 1-0 count. Third baseman is leaking in to the infield for a ground ball or a bunt. Fastball outside. Called a ball.
Being
two
safe
count
here with Boone, I believe.
Yep.
Boone's got a little power, a little pop in that bat.
Pitch on the way. Fouls it back straight over the fence.
He took a big cut on that one.
He did. That was a home run cut.
Yeah, he was sitting on that one.
Isaiah Mintz on third. One out. Next pitch to Boone. Fastball back to the fouled back to the backstop. 2-2 count. On the on-deck circle is Zane Wilson, the left fielder. Empire cleaning the plate. Pitch on the way. Low and outside. 3-2 count. Curveball low. Pitch on the way. Boom. Swings. Pops it up.
He just got under that a little bit.
And Lane Plemons catches it in shallow left field, and Isaiah Mintz stays at the bag. So two outs. Two runs in the first inning for the Bears. Now Zane Wilson, the left fielder, up to bat. Fastball on the outside. The plate called a strike. Uvalde with the pitch. Next pitch on the way, curveball low. Good stop by the catcher for Smoky Mountain. That is Waylon Uvalde pitching for the Mustangs. Pitch on the way, and Zane's going to bunt it, and he's going to get it at RBI. Good bunt by Wilson, past the pitcher toward Lane Plemons, and he had no chance to get him at the first base.
Yeah, nice bunt. That got by the pitcher, and shortstop could not get in quick enough, but got that third run in for us.
Now Zach Wester up to bat. He's the seventh batter and the pitcher for the Bears. Fastball. Swung. Strike one. And he pops it up backwards into the middle school field. So 0-2 count to Wester. Two outs in the first inning, and the Bears have three runs. And low and outside, and Wilson's going to make it to second base. That's going to be a wild pitch. On Uvalde. Have a chance to get another run.
Yeah, now we got runners in scoring position again. Looking for that fourth here. Hopefully Zach can push one right over the second baseman's head over there in the right center. Watch him run.
I'd like to do that. Him to do that. And he does. Laced it into left center field. And he's going to stop, but the run is going to score. Four runs for the Bears in the first inning. That was a hard line drive into left center field.
Yeah, he just pulled that right over the shortstop's head and into left center. Easy RBI with that clutch hit for Zach Wester.
Now up to bat is Owen Rigsby, the first baseman. And I know he has some power, too. Uvalde toes the rubber. Curveball, low. Called a ball. Umpire looked to the infield umpire and said was not a strike. Pitch on the way, and Zach's going to slide, and he's got a stolen base. So we got another runner in scoring position. And Rigsby swings and misses. 1-2 count. Pitch on the way, and
he takes third.
He takes third because the catcher thought it was a strike. So we'll take that.
Yeah, the catcher just stopped play there. Thought it was going to be a third strike out.
And ball outside. 3-2 count.
Good job of the catcher getting outside and catching that one. Cause that could have got to the backstop easily and gave us that fifth run here. The bottom of the first.
Pitch on the way and slow and outside. Runners at first and third for the Bears. And we're down to the ninth batter in the first inning. This is Jackson Lehman, the right fielder. Did they get a pinch runner for Zach Wester? I'm not sure.
No, he's...
Is he still there?
He's... That may be a pinch runner out there.
Yeah, for Zach. I think so. I didn't see it, but yeah. So first pitch to Lehman is a bunt to the pitcher, and he throws it away. And number two for the Bears crosses the plate. Wren Harden. He was a substitute for Zach Wester. So that's five runs for the Bears in the first inning. And back to the top of the order to Maddox Wright. Love these 10 batter innings.
Yeah, absolutely. Excellent way to start here for the Bears in this game. And it's had a little bit of it all here. You know, we've hit the ball. They've made a few mistakes, but overall.
First pitch to Maddox was low inside. Fastball. 1-0 count. Ehaldi with a pitch, and it's fouled down the right field line.
And Maddox almost had his second hit of the inning. That was ripped down the right field line, Jack.
Just too fast on the swing. So 1-1 count to Maddox. Two batters on base for the Bears. Pitch on the way to Maddox, and that's ripped down the right field line. Again, foul. Maddox is timing that fastball or curveball. Pitch on the way. And Maddox strikes out to end the inning. So we're going to send it back to the studio. The Bears lead the Mustangs 5-0. You're listening to WPTL Radio and WPTL Radio.net. Your home for Pisco basketball.
Vestas Uniform Services makes business life easier, from floor mats to keep your business clean, to linen services and uniforms for a complete professional look. Call 800-750-4628 and a representative from Vestas will explore your needs and provide you a quote. From small beauty shops, local garages, to offices and large institutions, Vestas has served our customers for over 100 years. Our experience has helped us provide great service and guaranteed satisfaction. Vestas proudly backs the Bears.
Hi, this is Christina Ricci with RAIN. Every 2 minutes, another American is sexually assaulted. If you or someone you know has been sexually assaulted, you are not alone. Help is just a call or click away through the National Sexual Assault Hotline. Please call 1-800-656-HOPE, that's H-O-P-E, or visit RAIN.org, that's RAINN.org.
Brought to you by RAIN and this station.
Let's go back to the Stevenson's Pest Control Press Box. It's Pisgah Black Bear Spring Sports.
We're coming to you live from the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box at Wells Complex, where the Bears are leading the Mustangs 5-0 in the top of the second inning. And the batter for the Mustangs is number 12. Is that Will Clonch?
That is. That's their designated hitter. And Jack, that was a big first inning for us. Looking at Smoky Mountain, they're averaging about 10 runs a game scored in their six games. So for us to get a big jump here early is big.
So the first pitch for to Clonch was fouled back.
Pretty good pitch by Zach.
Next was a curveball ball, so 1-1 count to Clonch. And Zach is going to field a low ball, but he gives it to...
Good job by Owen Rigsby over there, scooping that up.
Yeah, it was a little bunt single, little flare to Rigsby. Makes the out. 1-3. Now Dawson Gunner up to bat for Mustangs. He's the right fielder and a right-handed batter. Wester's first pitch, fastball, swung over. 0-1 to Gunner. Mustangs are in all blue uniforms with white trim. Second pitch is a strike. So 0-2 to Gunner. And Gunner backs out. So 0-2 to Gunner. Zach with the pitch. Outside. Fastball. 1-2 count to Gunner. Zach's throwing some heat.
Yeah, he's really putting something behind that pitch tonight. Kelly's feeling really good and confident right now.
Struck him out. Outside corner. Now the batter's going to be number 7.
This is number 10,
the pitcher.
Waylon Uraldi.
That's the pitcher. Inside fastball. Called a ball.
Zach's second strikeout of the night on the fifth batter.
Second pitch high. So 2-0 count to Uvalde. Next pitch for Zach. Curveball right down the middle. Froze him.
Yeah, I really like seeing Zach pitch tonight because he can miss with those two first fastballs, and he has a lot of confidence in that curveball coming in there on a 2-0 count for a strike, and he throws it for a strike.
Next pitch, curveball low and outside, 3-1 count to Uvalde. Wester with the pitch, curveball high, and Uvalde walks. That was close.
That was close. That was a good pitch.
Yeah. Now, so next batter is Eli Gribble for the Mustangs. He's the third baseman.
And for Smoky Mountain, they're going to get a pinch runner for the pitcher, and that is going to be number 7. Looks like can't read that.
So Zach's first pitch was a ball to Gribble. And Zach's next pitch is inside, so 2-0 to Gribble.
It's Gio Buchanan.
Next pitch, a curveball right down the middle. 2-1 to Gribble.
He took a little bit off of that, made sure he got that in the strike zone. Smart.
Throws over. Buchanan chases back to the bag. Pitch on the way. Curveball. Outside corner. Strike. 2-2 to Gribble. Runner on first for the Mustangs. Gribble steps back into the box. Pitch on the way. Curveball. Miss. Strike. And that ends the second inning. Top of the second.
And that was 17 pitches there for Zach in that one. So 28 pitches total. And folks, we'd like to thank some more of our sponsors here that bring you all of Pisgah baseball. Ball games mean it's springtime. For springtime insurance checkup, call Canton Insurance Services. Michelle Baxley or one of her friendly staff at 648-6550 for a personal and business insurance review.
Some of our other sponsors are Ken Wilson, Vestas Uniform Services, Canton Insurance, A1 Storage, Mike's Heating and Air, WPTL, Forga Contracting, Champion Credit Union, and Custom Paving. So what are your thoughts about the first inning and a half?
Well, I think we're being very aggressive at the plate. We got three big hits there. A little control issue for their starting pitcher. He had a few walks as well. And they had a couple of errors there that got us those five runs. I think Zach Wester has looked in control. In that second inning, it looked like he was trying to pepper it up a little bit. But showed a lot of maturity when he got behind in the count by taking a little bit off of it, finding the strike zone, getting 2 Ks there.
Smokey's changed pitchers. Sawyer Foxworth is on the mound now.
Yes, so Uraldi had 36 six pitches in the first inning.
Wow.
For them. So compared to 28 for Zach in the first two innings.
Two innings, yeah. So it looks like the first batter for the Bears is going to be Braden Surratt, the second baseman, followed by Isaiah Mintz, the center fielder, and then Landon Wright, the third baseman. Fox worked with the pitch, called strike on the outside corner. And Braden fouls it down the right field line, out of play. So 0-2 to Braden. Pitch on the way. Curveball outside. 1-2. Foxworth with the pitch. And Braden hits it to the right field, right to the right fielder. Hit it hard, but right at him.
Now from the play of the Bears, number 14, Isaiah Mintz.
So one out in the first, correction, second inning for the Bears. And Isaiah Mintz up to bat. Curveball. Called strike. What did Isaiah do in the first inning?
So he walked in his first at bat. No, that was Braden Surratt. He had that bunt. He laid down that bunt that they threw away down the right field line that scored two runs.
That's right.
So, and made his way all the way to third as they tried to get Braden scoring the second run.
So the next pitch on the way. Low and outside. 2-1 count to Mintz.
And I think that says a lot about your three-hole hitter, though. When you got runners on first and second, you're willing to lay down that bunt to move them. And he had enough speed to make it a tough throw on the Smoky Mountain pitcher.
Next pitch is fouled over to the middle school field. So 2-2 count to Mintz. We're in the bottom of the second inning. The Bears lead the Mustangs 5-0. Pitch on the way by Foxworth. And single to Plemons. And he gets Mintz.
Yeah, just a nice play by Plemons there. It's kind of, he had to backhand that in the hole and came up with a strong throw barely to get Mintz.
Plemons is an athlete for sure.
Now from the Mighty Bears, number 13, Landon Wright.
Landon Wright up to bat. He's the third baseman and the cleanup hitter for the Bears.
Yeah, because Mintz has pretty good speed getting in that line.
Landon fouls it to the screen. 0-1 count.
This pitcher from Smoky Mountain, Foxworth, seems to have a little better control here. So making us work a little harder at the plate.
Curveball inside is called by the ump. It's a strike.
He really likes that curveball. He throws it an awful lot.
Next pitch is a strike at the knees, and that ends the second inning. You're listening to WPTL Radio and WPTLRadio.net, your home for Pisgah baseball.
Need a driveway that looks great and lasts for years? Call Custom Paving in Waynesville. From brand new asphalt driveways to resurfacing and patching, Custom Paving delivers smooth, durable results you can count on. Whether it's your home or business, their experienced crew gets the job done right the first time. Spring is the perfect time to upgrade your driveway or parking lot, so don't wait. Call Custom Paving today at 456-PAVE for your free estimate. 456-PAVE. Custom Paving. Quality you can drive on.
Black Bear Spring Sports on WPTL Canton.
We're coming to you live from the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box, and our sponsors are Ken Wilson Ford, Champion Credit Union, A1 Storage, Vistas Uniform, Canton Insurance, Forga Contracting, Custom Paving, Mike's Heating and Air, and the Bears lead the Mustangs 5-0 as we start the top of the third inning.
Yes, so far Zach Wester's been in command here. He's got 3 strikeouts as he's faced 6 batters. Both innings, 1-2. Actually, he did walk one individual, so let one runner on, but still with no hits for Smoky Mountain so far in this game, Jack.
And it should be the Mustang batter should be Hunter Cole, the second baseman. Luke Rogers, the second baseman, and back to the top of the order to Andy Moore, the third baseman for the Mustangs. Announced that the Mustangs are all blue, the Bears in white uniforms with black lettering and red trim. First pitch to Wester, inside and low. To Hunter Cole. He's the catcher for the Mustangs. Next ball is a high fastball called a ball. That's a fastball down the middle called a strike. Next pitch, curveball inside. So 3-1 to Hunter Cole. Next one was a curveball called a strike. So 3-2 count.
Got a lot of confidence in that curveball.
He does.
He throws it well.
And another one. Strikeout. And just like you said, likes the curveball.
Yeah, he does. And he throws it well for a strike. Starts it out, you know. Looks like it's coming right at the batter and just breaks right across the plate and has froze them on several of those pitches.
So the next batter is Luke Rogers for the Mustangs. He's the second baseman. Wester with a fastball low and away. 1-0 count. Next pitch, curveball inside. 2-0 count.
That's where when Rogan was in the 8th grade, that's when he took me for double check. Front row seat. As a little booty, the look was that the dude sat right beside Tim.
Yeah, curveball.
Yeah, the only concern you've got with Wester right now is first 5 batters, he got ahead of everybody. The last 4, he's fallen behind, but he's battled back excellent in all these at-bats.
And that's a high fly ball to the right fielder, but It just missed, I guess. Couldn't see it.
Looks like he slipped when he went down. I couldn't see it over the dugout. I saw him get there, and looked like he slipped when he was going to make the catch, and it's going to be an E9.
It's a Jackson Lehman in right field. We can't see over the dugout in this press box. So back to the top of the order for Andy Moore, the third baseman for the Mustangs. Wester's pitch is into right field. And they hit the cutoff man. So runners on first and third to start the Mustangs. Third inning.
That's how that one mistake. We got the K to start, and that one mistake on out number two, you know, and then a base hit kind of opens this game up if they can get one or two hits here.
Well, Lane Clemens up to bat, the shortstop. Oh, and Zach threw it over the first baseman. So Rogers scores, and Moore goes to second, or Clemens goes to second. No, Clemens
is batting. Yeah, that was Moore.
Moore, yeah.
And Moore's hit the ball solid both times up. You know, the first one was at the third baseman there, went up and made a nice play up in the air on that line drive, and then had the hard hit line drive down the right field line the next at bat.
I don't know what Zach maybe slipped or what, but that was a loop over the first baseman's head.
And this cool air's coming in after a nice warm afternoon. Could be creating a little bit of wetness on the ground there.
So Zach, and almost close.
Ooh.
It was close.
Good throw by Boone down to second, back behind the runner. I thought Maddox Wright had put the tag on him, but they call him safe.
Clemens was bunting, so Moore was headed toward third and had to scramble back. And there's a ground ball to Maddox, and he can't get a hold of it. I would give that an infield hit. Runners on first and third.
Yeah, I thought Maddox was holding the runner, and a good job by Clemens just pulling it in that gap. Maddox came, and had he fielded it cleanly, he may have had a chance, but it would have been tough to get Lane Clemens going down the line.
Lane's is probably too fast. So runners on first and third, one out,
and
throwing. Yep.
With that, Lane Clemens goes all the way to third.
So that's two errors on the pitcher.
Yes, yeah, so far we've given up two runs here in the top of the third. We've got three errors, which have really driven that. Two hits and three errors.
And a runner on third base with one out.
Good job by Boone, one of our senior captains. Go out and try to calm everybody down a little bit. We're still sitting here with a 5-2 lead.
Correct.
Just start working outs here and get out of this inning and go back to the plate looking to put some more runs on the board.
So it's Weston Dale's up to bat for the Mustangs.
Weston was a strikeout victim his first time up.
Zach just pumped a fastball right across the plate for the first strike. Pumped another one fast across deals. So
yeah, and Boone came out looking down the third baseline, and Plemons, he knew he might be in trouble. He was trying to get back there to that bag as quick as he could.
So Wester's pitch, curveball. Oh man, that was close. A little high, I guess.
That was a nice pitch. Hard to lay off if you're the batter there on that pitch.
And Wester with a strikeout. So that should be two outs for.
Yep, yeah, that is a second out of the inning.
Yep. And then we got Will Clinch, yeah. The DH.
Yeah, he went back to the pitcher last time.
First pitch fouled across the screen into the parking lot.
Yeah, the way Zach Wester has really attacked the zone, I think Boone went out and said, hey, let's stop worrying about the base runners. Let's find the strike zone and really go after these hitters.
Curveball, middle of the plate, called a strike, 0-2 count to Clinch, or Clunch. Can't read. Next pitch, and he strikes him out.
I got to give give Boone credit for going out and having that conversation.
Yeah.
But I got to give Zach Wester credit. He answered the bell.
He did.
And, folks, we'd like to take a minute and recognize some more of our sponsors here. Paper Town Roof Radio airs each Monday and Wednesday night, hosted by Tim Surratt on WPTL Radio. That's 101.7 FM and 920 AM. That's WPTLradio.net from 7 to 10. Tune in, sit back, tap your foot, sing along, and enjoy true bluegrass music. You can also join Tim live on Paper Town Roots Radio Live on Facebook. So, folks, we are in the middle of the third inning. Your Bears in the lead here 5-2 after Smoky Mountain put up two runs in the top of the third. Coming up for your Bears looks like it is going to be Boone Carver leading us off,
followed by Zane Wilson and Zach Wester. If I'm correct.
Let's see. It is going to be, after Boone's going to be Zane Wilson and then Zach Wester.
Okay.
So Zach is going to be coming up this inning. Zach flew out to short left field here a little early. Hit a bomb way up in there. See if he can straighten this out. First pitch was fouled up above us, Jack.
On the roof?
On the roof.
We had one last year bounce into the press box. So, first pitch was a foul. Second was called a ball to Zach.
Good eye by Boone there. 2-1 count.
Next pitch, low. Next pitch on the way. And a hard chopper to the third baseman, and he throws it outside. So Boone reaches first base. Infield hit, I think.
Yeah, I think so. I thought the third baseman made a nice play in the hole there.
Yeah,
on the chop. And then had to turn and try to throw off body, which pulled the first baseman off. But, yeah, very well hit ball by Boone there.
And I think Ren Harden came in again for Boone. And Zane Wilson up to bat. He's the left fielder for the Bears. So just joining us, we're in the bottom of the third inning. The Bears lead the Mustangs 5-2.
We're here with no outs, runner on first, 0-1 count.
Next pitch is low, so 1-1 count. No outs. And it's going to be a swinging bunt.
It'll be trouble.
Yep, missed it. And they're going to try to get him in third, and nope. Swinging bunt. The pitcher threw it high. And Ren Harden made it to third base.
Yeah, good hustle down the line by Zane there. Made that a tough throw. Got up a little high, and Zane got in there.
Now Zach Wester up to bat. No outs. Runners on first and third. Foxworth still on the mound for the Mustangs.
Zane will probably tell you that's just like putting one off the top of the fence, right?
That's right, yep. Any way you can.
That's right.
And that was a high over Zach's head. Good catch by the catcher.
Yeah, Zach squared the fake bunt and brought it back, and not sure if the pitcher was just trying to keep it away from the bunt being laid down, but threw it over Zach's head.
And they let Wilson go to second base on the throw, on the pitch.
Chance here to get both of those runs back.
Low and outside. 3-0 count. For Zach, runners on second and third for the Bears. We're in the bottom of the third inning. Bears lead the Mustangs 5-2. Next pitch on the way. Called strike on the outside corner.
Pisgah faithful not happy about that call.
Nope. Next pitch is grounded through the hole. And we're going to have one runner score. So Wester with the single into the hole. The left fielder gets the ball in quickly, so only one runner score. So up to bat now is Owen Rigsby, the third baseman, and we still have runners on first and third.
Good job of the Bears coming out. Three singles in a row here just after we gave up those two runs in the top half of the third. All right.
So after some movements for the Mustangs, we Got the first pitch against Rigsby. They were trying to figure out who's going to play where and what field, the angles. Foxworth with the pitch, called strikeout on the outside corner. 1-1 count to Rigsby.
It looked a little better than what I thought. Nobody seemed to dislike that call. I thought it looked a little outside from my vantage point.
And Harden goes to second on catcher's indifference. So runners on second and third for the Bears. Foxworth with the pitch to Rigsby. Low and outside. 3-1 count. Hello. You keep pressuring these Mustangs.
Yeah, it's a good way to answer. And a lot of pressure here on the Mustangs here with still no outs here.
Next pitch is, high and inside, and he swung over it.
He looked like he was trying to put a little something on that one. He gave that one every bit of ounce of strength he had on that swing.
So 3-2 count to Rigsby. And he hits it up to the second baseman, and both runners get back to base. So that's a first out of the third inning for the Bears.
It's not a bad thought by Owen. He tried to go backside behind the runners. Just didn't get all of it, and a nice play by the second baseman getting in the hole there to make that catch.
Yeah. So at the bat is Jackson Lehman, who played really well for the football team.
Yeah, he did. He and, look at this, having he and Zane Wilson join this baseball team really had a big impact. You know, makes us a really complete team here.
Yeah, I knew both of them were really good baseball players.
One of those things where we had a really strong core. Maybe had a few holes we needed to fill, and they happened to come in from Ohio and Georgia and really fill this team out nicely.
And we're going to get a run as Lehman hits it to the first baseman, but a runner scores. Got the out at first, but
yeah, he about got that through.
It was close.
The gap there.
Yeah.
Another good, smart, intelligent baseball play, hitting behind the runners. Almost got it in the hole there, but able to score one and get the other runner to third.
Now Maddox right up to bat, center fielder, low and outside. One ball, no strikes, two outs for the Bears. We've scored two runs to lead the Mustangs 7-2 in the third inning.
And Maddox has seen the ball really well tonight.
Next pitch low. Bounces in front of the plate. Good stop by the catcher. Pitch on the way to Maddox. Curveball high. 3-0 count. On the on-deck circle is Braden Surratt. If Maddox were to reach. Think he's swinging away? I would.
I think he is. But he was not.
He was not.
But I thought he might. The way he's seen it, he's really, he's got the strikeout in the single, but in that at bat that he got the strikeout, he just ripped two balls just foul.
Next pitch is low and inside, and we're going to have a plate to plate, and the ball goes to the backstop, and Lehman crosses the plate. 8-2 Bears. And Maddox right on first base.
Great answer here in the bottom half of the third by our Bears.
So Braden Surd up to bat on the, in the on-deck circle is Isaiah Mintz. Let's do another 10 batter inning.
Yeah, we could do it. We're getting close. This is number 7 here, so we need a few base hits and we'll be there, Jack.
Pitch to Braden is right at the third baseman, and he throws him out to end the inning. As we go to the top of the fourth, the Bears lead the Mustangs 8-2. You're listening to WPTL Radio and WPTLRadio.net for your home for Pisgah baseball.
Mike's Heating and Cooling has been serving Western North Carolina for 30 years. Mike's can take care of all your heating, cooling, and air quality needs. Call Mike's today to schedule a spring tune-up. Mention this ad and receive $10 off your service call. Visit us online at mikesheatingandcooling.com or give us a call at 828-665-4343. That's 828-665-4343. Mike's Heating and Cooling. Are you ready to take your business to the next level? Seize the opportunity to promote and expand your business with WPTL, 101.7 FM and 920 AM. Give Terrell a call at 648-3576 and chat about advertising packages that fit your budget. Let's work together to promote and grow your business. WPTL is the perfect place to advertise and grow. Let's get back to the action. It's Pisgah Spring Sports on WPTL Canton.
Play ball. And you're back to the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box here at Pisgah High Baseball, where your Bears go to the top of the fourth inning with a 8-2 lead here, Jack.
I like an 8-2 inning, 8-2 game.
Yeah, I think that was a big inning there. You know, we jumped out 5-0 early, and Smokey came back with two runs in the top of the third, but we answered back with three ourselves. And Zach Wester just continues to pound the zone on that first pitch strike. Dawson Gunner is at the plate for Smoky Mountain. It's a 1-1 count now after the miss by Zach Wester.
Second pitch is low and outside to Gunner.
That's now 2-1.
Next pitch is a curveball strike at the knees. Wester with the pitch. It's fouled over the right field line. Out. So 2-2 count. And I got one heading toward the parking lot. Fastball. Next pitch is a curveball strike.
I was waiting on that.
fastball, curveball strike.
Yeah, that's his go-to pitch right there. You know, if he's down 2-0 in a count, he just really throws that curveball really well. And in a 2-2 count there, he throws it for a strike. And
so I think it's Uvalde that's the correction.
That's that Foxworth. Ferguson. Yeah, Foxworth.
Foxworth, yeah. That came in for Uvalde. So, one ball, one strike to Foxworth. Good curveball by Zach. Swinging strike. And fastball to Braden Surratt. Gobbles it up. 4-3 play. Second out of the inning. Now Eli Gribble up to bat for the Mustangs. Top of the fourth inning. Two outs for the Mustangs. Bears lead the Mustangs 8-2. Foul ball to the middle school. Field. Zach's working quickly. Curveball to Maddox Wright. Gobbles it up. And throws outside but tags the runner. Three outs.
Good job by Owen Rigsby there to control that throw and put the tag on the runner. And folks, we'd like to take this time as we enter into in between innings here in the fourth inning to thank First Citizens Bank, a full-service bank for all your banking needs. Open your personal or small business account today with convenient locations in Canton, Waynesville, and Hazelwood. First Citizens Bank, helping families and small business for over 120 years, Jack. Over 125, I think is what you said earlier.
I think it's 25 or 27 now. And they're still family majority owned. Just a reminder, we'll be presenting the A1 Storage Player of the Game. Do you have storage problems? A1 Storage, with 13 convenient locations serving Haywood, Jackson, and Macon counties. Keep all your stuff at A1 Storage, where their stuff is your business.
So far, Zach has 7 Ks. He's working on a one-hitter here. Outside of the two balls he threw wild over there, the first trying to get the pick, he's done an outstanding job on the mound tonight for our Bears. And then we've done a very nice job at the plate as well.
I think he's probably one of the best or two or three pitchers in Western North Carolina.
I would agree. He showed a lot of command, and he can throw multiple pitches for strikes. If he doesn't overthrow it, he is tough to tangle with.
So up to bat for the Bears is Isaiah Mintz. First pitch to him is a curveball. He's followed by Landon Wright, the third baseman, and Boone Carver, the catcher. And Isaiah Mintz hits it to Lane Plemons, 6-3, out. So Landon Wright coming up to bat.
The thing that impresses me with Zach as well is he's just got confidence. If he gets behind in, he'll pound the zone, but if he gets behind in the count, he doesn't mind throwing that curveball for a strike behind in the count.
So pitch to Landon Wright, curveball swung over. 0-1 count, one out in the bottom of the fourth. Yep. Next pitch is a curveball inside, called a strike. Bears lead 8-2 against the Mustangs. Next pitch to right is a swing and strike. So two outs for the Mustangs. And Boone Carver coming up to bat.
Yeah, last at bat for Boone, he led off the last inning with that first single and scored. Took two good at bats here. He's 1-for-2 on the night.
If Boone were to reach base, Zane Wilson is in the on deck circle. First strike was a called curveball inside. That's the second ball for Foxworth. And that ball is low and away, next pitch. So Boone Carver has a 3-0 count.
Well, they have not tried to give him a whole lot to swing at.
No.
He's run most of these counts deep in the pitch count.
And he walks. And Ren Harden's going to step in with him as our pinch runner again.
Now coming to play the Bears. Number 9, Zach Wilson.
I think Boone's going to stay this time. Yeah,
Boone's going to stay here with two outs here in the bottom of the fourth. He said, I want to see how I look on the bases.
First pitch to Wilson is outside.
Last time Zane was up with a single on the left side of the field. Zane's actually 2-for-2 tonight.
Boone stealing and a long fly ball to center. Off the fence.
Yeah, Boone!
Make that 3-for-3 tonight for Zane Wilson with that double.
That was high and far into the center field fence.
Yeah, that was ripped.
So that makes the score 9-2 in the bottom of the fourth inning.
I think Zane just said, "Hey, you're going to pay if you walk Boone."
That's right. So up to bat now is Zach Wester,
and Zach himself is 2-for-2 with two singles so far tonight.
And that's a little pop fly to Lane Plemons to end the inning. So we're going to send it back to the studio. You're listening to WPTO Radio and WPTOradio.net for your home for Pisgah baseball.
Ken Wilson Ford is our choice. For my husband's truck, my Focus, our teens used Honda, that's her choice. I appreciate Ken Wilson's professional staff, the big new and used selection, high quality service that keeps us rolling. I grew up in a Ken Wilson Ford family, so I know why they earned the Ford Motor Company's top honor, the President's Award. Visit Ken Wilson Ford and see the difference when things are done right.
Sometimes auto accidents aren't really accidents at all. They are staged, deliberate crashes designed to make it look like it's your fault, when in fact, you're the innocent victim. The criminals that are behind them are interested in one thing, money from an insurance claim. If you think that accident was not really an accident at all, protect yourself. Call the police, take pictures of the damage, the people in the other vehicles, the license plates, licenses, and registration. Whenever you suspect fraud, call us at 1-800-TELL-NICB. A public service message from the National Insurance Crime Bureau.
You're listening to Pisgah Spring Sports here on WPTL.
And folks, we're back to you live from the Stevenson Press Control Press Box here at Pisgah High School. We've got spring sports baseball tonight on tap. Your Bears go to the top of the fifth inning with a 9-2 lead here tonight. And folks, Pisgah On Demand, if you've missed any of the Bears basketball, football this past year, or baseball, you can catch up with Pisgah On Demand. Simply go to WPTLradio.net. Click on the Sports tab and choose Pisgah On Demand from the drop-down menu. You can listen to the entire 2018 football season and up-to-date basketball Pisgah On Demand. Check it out. So as we start the top of the fifth, Smoky Mountain will have Hunter Cole coming up to the plate. Zach Wester still on the mound here. He's got a one-hitter going with seven strikeouts so far tonight. First pitch is high and outside for a ball. Second pitch is on the way. That is that curveball that he has thrown so well tonight for a strike. Hunter Cole sees that go through. Hunter Cole is the catcher for Smoky Mountain. That next pitch in is laced up the middle for a single for Hunter Cole. Just the second hit of the night for Smoky Mountain. And here with no outs, we will have up to the plate next, looks like maybe Luke Rogers. We're going to get a runner, pinch runner, for Smoky Mountain. Hunter Cole was their catcher, so you can get a runner for the catcher. I think that is Luke Rogers that is coming in to run for Smoky Mountain. To the plate is going to be, actually that's going to be Luke Rogers coming to the plate here for Smoky Mountain. See if we can find out number 15 for Smoky Mountain out there running the bases. Runner on first, no outs. First pitch in is foul tipped for a strike. Fastball by Zach Wester. Smoky Mountain gives the sign to the runner and the pitcher. Zach settles in. He likes to move quickly, folks. He's got the call from Boone Carver. Pitches in, and that is, boy, that looked nice, but it was caught a ball. Just missed outside. 1-1 count here on Luke Rogers. Zach Wester throws over to first, keeping number 15 honest over there, the Smoky Mountain runner. Boone Carver, I'm sure, is wanting to them to test his arm here. Next pitch is in, and it's high and inside for a ball. Runs count to 2-1 here on the Smoky Mountain batter. Again, your Bears lead 9-2 here. The bottom, or the top half of the fifth inning. Zach comes to the plate with that curveball again for strike two. A nice pitch by Zach. Let's count 2-2. Zach Wester checks back over to first, keeping an eye on that runner, making sure he stays over at first. Zach gets the call, comes to the plate. That ball's lifted into left field. Left fielder goes back and makes the catch. Boy, Jack falling down, but he made the catch, gets the ball back in. The runner stays at first. So that is the first out for Pisgah now in that fly ball to left field. And our left fielder tonight, I believe, is Zane Wilson,
yeah.
So the runner stays at first. That will bring up the top of the order. That is Andy Moore. He's hit the ball well tonight for them, Jack.
Zach with the throw to first base.
Now, Andy Moore is 1-for-2 tonight, but the first one was a line drive right at the third baseman. He jumped up and snagged it. Second time up was a single into right field. Zach with that first pitch, missed it high and away. Left-handed hitter for Smokey.
Next pitch is a curveball strike. 1-1 count. One out for the Mustangs. Runner on first base. Pitch, another curveball, strike. One and two count to Moore. And he struck him out. Is that 9 or 10?
That is number 8.
Eight. I'm a little early.
A little early. I think it's a little premonition there for you.
So Lane Plemons up to bat, the shortstop for the Mustangs.
Zach's really impressed me on the mound. He's the cousin of another former pretty good Pisgah baseball player, Andrew Wester. Off at High Point these days.
They got him. Oh, missed him.
Yeah, Owen was a little bit too far in front of the bag when that throw got there. Or Boone had him throwing behind him there. But great play by the Bears there. Really keep that runner honest.
Not sure they want to run right now. Stolen base will do nothing for him.
Yeah, and he's a pinch runner, and you thought he might have been tagging on the fly ball to left out there.
Ooh. Inside fastball just missed. 2-0 to Plemons. Curveball. He likes that curveball on 2-0 count.
He does. He throws it for a strike every time.
Every time.
He does not get rattled by getting behind in the count.
And a low, slow grounder to Plemons. And that ends the top of the fifth inning.
Yep, so we'll go to the middle of five here, folks. I want to take a little bit of time and to thank some of our sponsors. Now it's time to thank Canton Insurance. Ball games means it's springtime. For a spring insurance checkup with Canton Insurance Services, call Michelle Baxter, one of her friendly staff, at 648-6550 for your personal and business insurance needs.
Well, folks, we have an event coming up on May the 16th. Our Pisgah Drawdown will be there. If you've never been, you need to go and get a ticket from a Booster Club member or a coach or a principal or anybody. We have half and halves. We have live auctions, silent auctions. And at the end of the night, you can get $5,000. A ticket is $125 that gets two people into the event. And last year, I think we netted over $53,000 for the Pisgah Booster Club. And all those donations go to all the sports, not just the football team. It goes to the track. It goes to the tennis team. Everything.
Yeah, so we're fortunate to have a booster club like we do that supports Pisgah Athletics. To all the fans out there that support Pisgah Athletics, it's like no other when you go some other places. So come out and have a great time with the booster club and the coaches, and you see a lot of the players out there. And it really goes a long way to having excellent programs for our Bears.
And we sell out every year, so you better get your ticket early.
First batter here is Owen Rigsby. Quickly works the count to 2-0.
He'll be followed by Jackson Lehman, and back to the top of the order for Maddox Wright. So, three balls to Rigsby.
And Foxworth has come in the second inning. This will be his fourth inning. Starting to lose a little bit of the control he had early.
And he hits him. And the press box announcer's really happy that Owen got hit with a baseball.
She was proud of him for wearing it. I'm not sure he had much of a choice.
That's right. So back, that's going to be Jackson Lehman, the right fielder, up to bat now, and then Maddox Wright is on the circle.
And the last time Jackson was up, he had a little sacrifice for an RBI. Pushed it, had runners on second, third, pushed it in, tried to get it through the hole there, moved the runners. See what he does this time.
Fouled that one weakly down the third baseline. So 1-1 count. If you're just joining us, the Bears lead the Mustangs 9-2. We're in the bottom of the fifth inning.
Give Owen a little shout out. That's his second time on base out of three.
And
we'll
get a single through the middle. Correction through the hole. So we got runners in, on second and first. And Maddox Wright up to bat.
Yeah, when you've got the bottom of your lineup doing what they're doing, getting on base at any way possible, with a little single there, moving runners to get RBIs, just an awesome job throughout the lineup tonight. Last time Maddox was up, he walked, had a single earlier in the game.
First pitch to Maddox. He tries to bunt to the third baseline, but it goes foul. Braden Surratt on the on-deck circle. Maddox looks at the play card. Pitch on the way to Maddox. Curveball hit over the left field screen. Foul.
And I know this game's not over, Jack, but really through four innings, our Bears are serving notice to the rest of the conference that the hype was real.
Right. I agree. Curveball low. 1-2 count to Maddox. No outs. Runners on first and second for the Bears. Pitch on the way to Maddox. And he weakly grounds it toward the first baseline. Foul. Count remains 1-2. Pitch on the way. Curveball goes to the backstop. Both the runners advance to second and third. A 2-2 count to Maddox. Wild pitch by Foxworth. Pitch Beach on the way to Maddox. Ooh, a little low. That was close.
Yeah, that was close. He's got. I'll say this: Maddox has a better eye than I have, because I couldn't have laid off that.
No.
Good job being hit by him by running this count to full here.
Pitch on the way. Maddox walks.
And earning that walk.
Ball away, bases loaded. Braden Surd up to bat.
So Maddox on base three times tonight out of four at bat. Single and two walks there. So
we're going to have a mound visit from the Mustang coach.
Yeah, we're in contention of breaking this thing really open right here.
If you've missed any of the Bears basketball or football, you can catch up with Pisgah On Demand. Simply go to WPTLradio.net, click on the sports tab, and choose Pisgah On Demand from the drop-down menu. You can listen to the 2018 season till the entire football season up to date and basketball. Pisgah On Demand, check it out. Pisgah Sports has also been sponsoring Pisgah athletes for outstanding game day performances all season long. You can see the photos of all the award winners at WPTLradio.net. Just click on the sports tab and then choose Pisgah Player of the Game from the drop-down menu. Check in often as we add new players after each game. That's WPTLradio.net. And a lot of our sponsors are sponsored by Ken Wilson, Vestas Uniforms, Canton Insurance, A1 Storage, Champion Credit Union, Forga Contracting, Stevenson Pest Control, WPTL, and Custom Paving.
Jack, it looks like we've got Lane Clemens coming in to pitch here for Smoky Mountain.
He's a right-hander, I guess.
Yeah, he's a righty. You know, we've seen how competitive he is on the basketball court. Has played really well over at short, so I'm sure he will compete here. But he's got his work cut out for him. Our Bears have bases loaded here in the bottom half of the fifth inning. And yeah, got a chance to really blow this open with no outs.
I would like that.
Oh, yeah.
Just a reminder, we'll have the A1 Storage Player of the Game. It's time for spring sports and spring cleaning. Do you have storage problems? A1 Storage, with 13 convenient locations serving Haywood, Jackson, Macon counties. Keep all the stuff you love at A1 Storage, where your stuff is our business. Is Mike listening tonight?
I believe Mike is listening tonight out there.
So Braden Surd up to bat. Curveball. Strike. Clemens toes the rubber. High and tight. Inside fastball. Called the ball.
Yeah, Braden had to get his chin out the way of that one.
Yeah, that was close. Next pitch. Swung on and missed. 1-2 count to Braden. Clemens toes the rubber. Braden backs out. Calls Tom.
Smoky Mountain has the infield played in. Looks like outfield's about regular distance.
High and tight again to Braden. 2-2 count.
Yeah, I'm not sure I want to wear that one on the chin. Both of those were high and tight up around the chin area, backing him off.
Next one, outside and low. 3-2 count to Braden Surratt.
That's what he was trying to do. He came right back outside trying to get him to bite on that outside, not be able to get to it after coming in high and tight.
Next pitch, hit hard into the gap, man, to the fence. One runner scores, two runners scores, and Braden with a double. He hammered that ball.
He hammered that. That was a one hopper to left center.
And that's your ball game.
Just deep.
And that's your ball game. Bears win in five innings, 12-2. Well, that's a way to end the game.
That is the way to end the game, Jack. That, you know, a full count, came in high and tight on him a couple times and then had to go down the middle on that full count pitch, and he just laced that all the way to the fence and one hopped it, cleared the bases. So bases loaded, three RBI double here for Braden Surratt to win the game here. So, folks, we're going to send it back to the studio for a message from our sponsors. We'll come out. We'll have a wrap-up of this game tonight. You're listening to WPTL Radio, WPTLRadio.net, your home for Pisgah baseball.
Vestas Uniform Services makes business life easier, from floor mats to keep your business clean to linen services and uniforms for a complete professional look. Call 800-750-4628 and a representative from Vestas will explore your needs and provide you a quote. From small beauty shops, local garages to offices and large institutions, Vestas has served our customers for over 100 years. Our experience has helped us provide great service and guaranteed satisfaction. Vestas proudly backs the Bears.
Need a driveway that looks great and lasts for years? Call Custom Paving in Waynesville. From brand new asphalt driveways to resurfacing and patching, Custom Paving delivers smooth, durable results you can count on. Whether it's your home or business, their experienced crew gets the job done right the first time. Spring is the perfect time to upgrade your driveway or parking lot, so don't wait. Call Custom Paving today at 456-PAVE for your free estimate. 456-PAVE. Custom Paving. Quality you can drive on.
Hi everyone, I'm Craig Orndorff. On the next weekend in the country, we head back to March of 1997, when the Hale-Bopp Comet was shining brightly every night. Cuba Gooding Jr. said, "Show me the money," in Jerry Maguire. And in Scotland, they had cloned a sheep. And songs on the radio were by Diamond Rio, Reba McEntire, Toby Keith, Dina Carter, Tracy Byrd, and many more. And we'll have them right here on the next Weekend in the Country.
Weekend in the Country, Saturdays at noon, here on WPTL, brought to you by Haywood Ace Hardware. Let's go back to the Stevenson's Pest Control Press Box. It's Pisgah Black Bear Spring Sports.
And we're back to you live from the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box here at Pisgah High. Well, we've just witnessed your Bears with a walk-off 12-2 win over Smoky Mountain to start off conference play, Jack. So it's time for our A1 Storage Player of the Game. Today's Player of the Game award is presented by A1 Storage. It's time for spring sports and spring cleaning. Do you have storage problems? A1 Storage, with 13 convenient locations serving Haywood, Jackson, and Macon counties. Keep all your stuff you love at A1 Storage, where your stuff is our business. Tonight's A1 Storage Player of the Game is Zane Wilson. 3-for-3 on the night, Jack. Double and two singles. Scored twice. Really had a heck of a game at the plate tonight. Had that acrobatic catch out in left field going back, which really stopped them from getting any kind of motivation or momentum here tonight.
I like it. Yeah. Three for three and a good diving catch.
Yep. And he had a great game. Several other people had a great game. Zach Wester tonight pitched great. Two-hitter tonight with eight Ks. He also went two for three from the plate, so outstanding game by him. Boone Carver hit well tonight at the plate. Was one for two, scored twice with a walk. Several other players. It looks like all nine batters scored at least once tonight in the lineup. So, awesome job by those young men tonight.
So we're going to throw it back to the studio for one more time. You're listening to WPTL Radio and WPTLRadio.net, your home for Pisgah baseball.
Hello, it's John Anderson. Can't get enough of the flea market? Well, we've got a special treat for you. Monday through Friday at 3 p.m., we'll play back the Flea Market Rewind. That's all the calls from that morning show. Plus, if you'd like the Flea Market Rewind on demand, just visit WPTLRadio.net and download the show you want. It's the Flea Market, 8:30 a.m., Monday through Saturday on WPTL.
Black Bear Spring Sports on WPTL Canton.
And we're back to you live from the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box here at Pisgah High School. Jack, what a game to open conference play for our Pisgah Bears tonight.
Especially a good Smoky Mountain team that was like 4-2.
Yeah, they came in 4-2, averaging 10 runs a game. We held them to 2 runs here tonight while we scored 12 in 5 innings. So, just an outstanding job.
And I think those 2 runs they got were unearned runs.
They were.
Yeah.
They were. Had 2 hits, 8 strikeouts. We just had 3 errors in that inning, kind of self-inflicted to give them those 2. So we held them in check tonight very well. Played very well defensively for the most part. And pitched very well and then handled the bat very well tonight. Looks like we had 10 hits tonight to get those 12 runs as well. So, yeah, really all around great game for our Bears tonight. If you're Coach Shepherd, I think you've got to feel good about how we look tonight and what that says in for how we're looking going into this conference season.
I would think he would be really happy, and I think the team is really happy. Everybody played really well. I mean, Zach pitched well, the team fielded well. They had those couple of errors in that one inning, but after that they played really well, and Smoky Mountain didn't have much for us right now.
And really, 2 of those 3 errors were throws from the mound, pickoff plays over at first base.
Yeah.
Really played pretty flawlessly in the field as well. There's a lot of hype about this team coming into conference this year, being able to make a deep run because of what we had coming back, who we've added, deep pitching staff, and they've really certainly proved it. This win gets us here early in the season, I believe, to 4-1 now.
4-1. Yeah, that was a close loss to Madison County. I wasn't there. Michael wasn't there, but it...
Yeah, it was a 4-3 game, and that was one where we had some issues early. We got down 4-0 early in the game, battled back, got it to 4-3, had some opportunities to win it, but tough battle, tough game, but very a game we easily could have won.
Yeah,
there. So really looking good, and then with what we've got coming back up. Here next week, we've got North Henderson twice next week. So looking forward to those games.
Yeah, we're We'll have baseball away at North Henderson on Tuesday night, and then softball on Thursday, West Henderson, and then Friday, softball, North Henderson at home.
Okay, so three broadcasts next week. Tuesday night, about 7 o'clock, we'll have the baseball team.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay, and then Thursday night, yeah, I think the girls typically have first pitch about 6:30-ish against a really good West Henderson team. That'll be a great matchup for our softball girls, who are off to a great start at 5-1 this year with a really 8-inning loss to North Buncombe in a tight one.
North Buncombe has been really good for several years.
Yeah, North Buncombe has a really good team. We went over there, I believe the Asheville Citizen Times has picked them as the number one team in Western North Carolina right now. Had us at 4, and it went into 8 innings. We had a lot of opportunity to win that, play very, very well. Just could not pull it out. North Buncombe made one more play, right?
Yeah.
Hit a home run to walk off, 2-run shot to win it in the bottom of the 8th. So sometimes you have to tip your hat to the other team because they made one more play.
Yep. Well, like we said, May 16th, the drawdown. Get your tickets early. And we'll see you on Tuesday night at North Henderson. If you want to go, that'll be great. But listen to us on the radio next Tuesday.
Yeah, and I think we'll have Tim back with you next Tuesday,
Tim,
right?
Yep. Tim should be back.
So tune in next Tuesday night. Jack and Tim will bring you a great broadcast of our baseball team's second conference game over at North Henderson. And then tune in with myself at our softball next Thursday night. So we'll see you folks then. Till then, have a great weekend. We thank you for listening. You're listening to WPTL Radio. WPTLRadio.net, your home for Pisgah Spring Sports.